Okay, good morning. So we're up to Perek Chaf Dalet, chapter 24, after months and months of learning since, I think, August, starting Masechta Shabbos. Then, right before the holidays, we are now towards the end of the Masechta. This is very exciting. So Mishnah Aleph over here begins discussing laws as it pertains to someone who is walking on the road right as Shabbos is about to begin, and they have some money in their pocket. What do you do? So let's just jump right in. So Misha Hichshich Baderech, person is walking on the road on Friday, and it's getting dark outside. They know Shabbos is about to start, but they're outside of the city, and they have all this muktzah they're carrying. So what do they do with it? No seeing Kiso the Nachri. He says, oh, very simple. You find the non-Jew next to you, and you just say, here, Mr. Non-Jew, can you please take my money, carry it into the city for me, because I can't carry it anymore because it's Shabbos. And of course, the non-Jew will say, sure, my Jewish friend. And so that would be the ideal situation. And again, even though we normally do not allow someone to do, a non-Jewish person to do something that we cannot do for us on Shabbos, in this situation, Chazal, the rabbis were lenient, and they said, no, it's okay, because we don't want to, no person would want to lose all their money because they can't carry on Shabbos. So the rabbis were lenient in this situation. But let's say this person does not have his non-Jewish buddy with him. So what does he do? Well, then he should take his money and put it on top of the donkey, let his donkey bring it into the city on Shabbos. Now, for those of you who are wondering, it doesn't make any sense because we know that a person is required to allow their animals to rest on Shabbos as well. So how can I make my Shabbos do, how can I make my donkey do a malacha for me on Shabbos? So the Mishnah, what it's getting at is that there are three aspects in carrying, right, in violating the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. So there would be the lifting and the placing down, and then there would also be the actual carrying itself. So seemingly what the situation seems to be is that I'm going to take my money, I'm going to put it on the donkey while he's walking, and then the donkey's going to carry the money into the city, and then I'm going to lift the money off the donkey before he stops walking, once he's back in the city, before he stops walking. And it would seem that that's the leniency that the rabbis allowed. Only in that situation am I allowed to let my donkey do the work for me on Shabbos. Of course, though, the ideal situation is to allow the non-Jewish person to do the work for you, because, that would be a rabbinic prohibition, whereas the animal doing work for you on Shabbos, that would be a Torah prohibition. Moving forward, so I get to the outer courtyard of the city. That's where it's safe to put my things down. So what do I do when the items are on top of the donkey? So I'm allowed to take off any vessels that I have on top of the donkey that are not muk, so that I can normally move on Shabbos. But those that are not allowed to be moved on Shabbos, what do I do with them? What do I do? So they're tied onto the donkey with ropes. I untie the rope real quick. All the items will fall off the donkey. I should not move them myself, but I'm allowed to untie the rope that is holding them on top of the donkey, and all the sacks will fall down, and everything will be good. So that's the permissible situation to do it in. And then real quick, Mishnah Beis, the second Mishnah over here. So Matirin Piki Amir Lifnevahima. So when it comes to feeding my animals, so again, obviously you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos, but what the rabbis were concerned of is that you would do excessive work that would be unnecessary for feeding animals. You could do the bare minimum, but you can't go over above and beyond. So the Mishnah says, I'm allowed to untie the bundles of straw that are tied at both ends for an animal to eat. So in other words, an animal can't eat his straw that's tied up in a bundle. You need to untie it, so you're allowed to do that. But seemingly the implication would be that I could untie it, but I can't scatter it around, because when you scatter it around, that makes all the sense come out, and that's more enjoyable for the animal. Says the Mishnah, I'm not allowed to do that, because the animal will just eat it from the bundle itself. I don't need to do any scattering, and doing so would be an excess work, and therefore we try not to do that. Umefas pesim es hakifin. And says the Mishnah, I'm allowed to take, let's say this animal eats like soft cedar branches. So in that situation, I am allowed to untie that, and I would also be allowed to scatter it around, because no animal is going to eat that unless he could smell the scent of it a little bit. So I need to spread it around a little bit more. Aval lo es hazirin, but the Mishnah reaffirms that when it comes to untying straw. So in this situation, the final case of the Mishnah over here with straw is that it's tied in three places. It's tied on this end, and also like on top or something like in the middle. However, I don't know exactly how they did it, but there were three ties instead of two ties. So it says the Mishnah, in that situation as well, I can untie it, but I cannot scatter that straw around. Again, even though it was kind of compactly tied up together, you would think maybe the scent went away, so then I would be able to scatter it for the animal so that he could smell it. Says the Mishnah, no, that's unnecessary. The animal will still eat it, so you cannot scatter it around. And in the final case of the Mishnah, I'm not allowed to shred fodder or the soft carobs, the various animal foods that the animal would eat. I cannot shred shred them for him on Shabbos. And the reason being is because even though an animal seemingly would like them shredded, it would be nice if I did the work for the animal. I made him nice small pieces of the animal food. Says the Mishnah, I cannot do that. And the reason why is because the animal will eat these things full. It's nicer if they're shredded. But again, we can't do excessive work on Shabbos. Bein daka bein gasa. And says the Mishnah, this applies to whether it's like a big animal or a small animal. And then Rabbi Yehuda matir becharuvin ladaka. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, when it comes to shredding caribs, I'm allowed to do that on Shabbos for a small animal, seemingly because his understanding would be because the small animal actually would not or cannot eat that the caribs unless they were shredded. So that would be necessary, so then I could do that, but otherwise he seemingly would agree with the Tanakhama and all the other opinions. Okay, we'll stop right here. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel.